It's been a while since I've been in.
I can tell it's been a while since you've been in. You know, floss really isn't that expensive. I'm glad you came in for your regular checkup, though. Routine checkups are important to prevent bigger problems down the road. I know it's not Disneyland, but regular dental appointments are important. Call today to schedule your appointment with me, Dr. Holdwick. That number is 989-479-3403. Did you have broccoli last night?
USA scores first in his third quarter to make it a six-point ball game, 22-16. Harbor Beach's lead cut down to 6 points, 4 minutes and 6 seconds into this half. USA marched 75 yards down the field in 4 minutes and 6 seconds in seven plays to make it 22-16. Other area scores, Marlette leads Armada at halftime 14-7. KPAC trails Brown City 30-7 at halftime. And Essexville Garber blowing out Reese 45-6 in the second quarter. And it's an onside kick attempt for USA as they kick this one out to about the 45-yard line. Cole Anderson scoops it up and is down and right there at the 46-yard line in Harbor Beach's territory. So a short field to work with to start this drive for their first one in the second half.
And good play there by Cole Anderson. That ball was bouncing around towards the sideline. It's a live ball. He's able to dive on it, corral it, and secure the football for Harbor Beach. They're going to give it to him at their own 46-yard line where it's spotted. So short field for Harbor Beach. Let's see if their offense can respond yet again. 6 points isn't a big lead, so you're going to expect them to stay aggressive, run the spread, and see if they can't get in the end zone quickly as well.
And off to Michael Anderson. There's a fumble on it. It looks like USA may have it right at midfield. Miles Geiger got his hand in there, popped it loose, and this is going to result in a turnover, and USA back with a right at midfield. On the first play of USA of Harbor Beach's drive, it's a turnover, the first of the game for Harbor Beach. And USA's offense back on the field, fired up.
Number 85, Zach Fritz, is able to recover the fumble. Keep in mind, Michael Anderson, not your typical running back. He's not option 1-2. He's not option 3 or 4. He's your fifth running back that Harbor Beach has used this season, thrown into a role without Tyler Burkhart in the second half. We haven't seen him yet. Probably not going to see him now. Michael Anderson getting a carry, puts the ball on the turf, and USA takes over at midfield with a chance to take the lead.
It's a handoff up the middle. Alan Raven going for that, and Evans McGlinski there to stop him for no gain at the 50, maybe the 49.5-yard line into Harbor Beach territory. Second down and 10 yards to go for USA. 7.5 to play in the third quarter. 22-16, Harbor Beach by 6 points, USA in offense.
Smiglinski and Cole Anderson in on that tackle. About a half a yard gain at most as they stop that run play that killed them on the last drive, that quick dive up the middle. Harbor Beach stands tall there. USA still working on a good drive. Second and 9 for USA.
It's a handoff up the middle, and this one's out for about 7 yards. But when they finally bring Harbor Beach brings USA down at the 43-yard line. On the bottom of the pile, that would be Josh Lang out for the 7-yard run, brought down by number 56, Justin Wischlager, the linebacker for Harbor Beach. Third down and 3.
Justin Wischlager making a nice tackle, but it's too late as he doesn't find Lang with the football until after a 5-yard gain, and his momentum carried him for a couple more. So second down and 9, now third down and 3, maybe even 2 yards, is very manageable now for this USA Patriot offense.
Kramer surveys the prairie. 3-man backfield, and he's going to hand it off to his third option, and he has the first down all the way down to the 35-yard line, out for an 8-yard gain, and move the chains, a third down conversion for the USA Patriots. First and 10 from Harbor Beach's 35-yard line.
And that last option, Connor Gettle, having himself a nice introductory football game here. He's around the right side. Cole Anderson, one of the first guys in to make the tackle, but another set of first down for the Patriots. They're able to run through that defensive line of Harbor Beach that dominated in the first half. All of a sudden, on the wrong side of things, USA sticking with that wing tee, playing very physical in the second half.
Kramer hands it off through the middle, and this is through the left gap across the 30-yard line all the way down to the 29-yard line. Another big run of 6 yards for USA's front running backs. That one's Allen Rabin, the fullback, out for 6 yards, second down and four.
Cole Anderson able to hit him, but no gap presence. Their running backs are getting through the defensive line into the gaps, and those linebackers are making contact 5 yards down the field instead of at the line of scrimmage.
Second down, four to go from Howard Beach's 29-yard line. 5.5 to play in the third quarter, 22-16. Howard Beach leads by just 6 points now. USA marching down the field. And off right up the gut, and this is going to go out for about 2 yards, maybe three. Looks like at the bottom of that pile would be number 32, Connor Gettle. And out for Howard Beach for the tackle would be Nathan Seaman, linebacker.
Howard Beach does a nice job of standing that run play up short. They're going to, looks like 1 yard to go, maybe a yard and a half. USA continuing to apply pressure on that up front, the front seven of Harbor Beach. We'll see which line can win this battle. They're going to say it's third and two.
Kramer under center. There's a snap. And the USA has the first down with ease as he's all the way down to the 21-yard line. Allen Rabin rumbles out for 5 yards when they needed just one. Another first down for USA, moving the chains again inside the red zone of Harbor Beach, trailing by just 6 points, 4:40 left in the third.
USA has a good game plan here in the second half. Obviously, you can't predict a turnover, but when the ball bounces your way, you got to take advantage of it. So far, they are methodically moving down the field. They're back in this game. There's no hurry. They're not rushing. They're running their play, and they are obviously getting those chunk gains that you want running the wing tee, 4, 5, and 6 yards at a time. They got this Harbor Beach Pirate defense on their heels.
And it's going to be back to pass to his right is a wide open Josh Lang at the 15-yard line. It's popped loose, and USA jumps on it at the 11-yard line. And it's going to be just shy of the first down marker because of that fell backwards and recovered by Brendan Prime. Ooh, USA, Johnny on the spot, avoids an absolutely traumatic turnover. And now second down, 1 yard to go from the 11-yard line.
More miscommunication, though, by Harbor Beach in the secondary. They double-team a wide receiver, leaving Josh Lang wide open. Mason Yon's assignment was to take the underneath guy. He doubled the deep guy to make sure they didn't get burnt. An easy throw and catch from Kramer to Lang. They avoid disaster, though, on second short.
It's a handoff right up the middle. And this one gets the first down. That's all he really needed, enough for about a yard, maybe 2 yards. Out of the bottom of that pile would be a blue jersey somewhere. Number 24, Hunter Bowen with the carry. First and 10, first and goal, actually, from just inside the 10-yard line.
Robert Emming, the senior defensive end for Harbor Beach, able to make the stop, but not until the Patriots get a fresh set of downs. And now it's first and goal for the Patriots. 9, maybe 10 yards to go to pay dirt for the Patriots.
3:38 left in the third quarter. USA trying to tie this one up, if not take the lead, as they trail 16-22 to Harbor Beach. Kramer rolling to his left now, pitches it out to Josh Lang back at the 12-yard line, and here come the white jerseys, and they're going to bring him down for a loss. And there's a fumble at the end of the play, and they're going to say Harbor Beach recovers at the 13-yard line as Josh Lang was being brought down for a loss. The white jerseys of about 8 of them were right there to bring him down, and they're going to say there was a fumble, and Josh Lang is coming up a little bit gingerly, and Harbor Beach commits a turnover at midfield, and USA then commits a turnover at their own 14-yard line, gives the ball back to Harbor Beach.
I'm not sure where the injury might be, but it might be his feelings, Clark, but that ball came loose. That is a bad time to fumble the football. It was a bad play. They tried to get to the outside, catch Harbor Beach off guard. I don't mind the play call, but that pitch to the sideline went nowhere, and instead of taking your loss and running another play, he tries the hero to reverse fields, puts the ball on the turf, and Harbor Beach takes over on a huge momentum swing.
James Shelkey on the keeper for himself, jumps out of three tackles, still on his feet, across the first down marker, all the way across the 25-yard line, out to the 26, and brought down by Miles Geiger, the defensive end for USA. First down for the Pirates.
Patriots laid all over the turf out there as James Shelkey shifting left and right, making guys miss. But I will say this, somebody on Harbor Beach's offense needs to step up. James Shelkey cannot carry the football 47 times in the second half if they're going to win this ball game. He is exciting to watch, but somebody else, Cole Anderson, somebody, is going to have to start breaking through in this defense.
And it's a handoff to Cole Anderson. He jumps and dives across the 30-yard line out to the 31.